Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. James 1 and 21. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 25th. 2019, and it's Friday, and it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is having a good afternoon and blessing God for allowing you to see it. We are glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here from Chatting from the Word are very delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. It is another grand privilege that we have here at Chatting from the Word to come on at this time, Friday being Friday, the last day of, I believe, the work week. I guess we can say work week because, being the fact, Sunday's the first day of the week, that makes Saturday the last day. But Friday being the last day of the work week, and the day is the last day we'd be coming on this week. We'd be coming back on Monday if it's the Lord's will. And on Monday, we'd be bringing both shows, the show on YouTube, where we're talking back by, from Back to the Basics, and this show here at 2. And as always, it is always a grand time to spend with you every day, Monday to Fridays at 2. And we here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been inspirational to you during the day. Sometimes it's just a good thing just to hear something from God, a portion of something from the Word of God, with all the things that's going on world today, the clothing of politicians cannot get it together and work together. And especially it is going to the point where it's entering into the body of Christ. I know, Brother Oscar, know we all have our opinions, and all of us believe we must have the same opinion as the world, and a lot of us believe we got to be opinionated about everything. But you had Brother Oscar tell it, the most important thing in the world is living for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It was Christ that died for you. And Christ rose again. He gone to heaven, as he told John 14, I've gone to prepare a place for you. It's not the president that had died on the cross with me and you. It was Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying that the government and the guitar is not important, because those are the ones that, how can Brother Oscar put it? Those are the ones that make decisions for us that are living in the world, or in part of this world, in the U.S. of A. The president make decisions, the Congress make decisions, and some decisions are good, some are bad. And some things we must live with if we're going to be in this world. You know, that's something about us Christians. We got to live in this world, but as Paul said, we're not of this world. And to me, that makes a difference. And that's telling me. I don't know about you, but that's telling me as a Christian, as a child of God, I must shine in a world that really do not know God. And sometimes that does not come easy, because men today are not standing up for God. Many may say they are, but when you want to, as we discussed on yesterday, if you want to have one foot in the kingdom of God and one foot in the world, you're lukewarm. And as Jesus said, as we talked yesterday in Revelation 3, if you're lukewarm, you just become a bad taste in my mouth, and I will spur you out, I'll spit you out. And that's something to think about. And the only way we can be completely in the Lord is to study his word. And most of us, we really do not want to get off into studying God's word, because it's God's word that governs us as Christians. All right? And as Christians, sure, we got to live in the world. And it's just sometimes, as Paul said, pray for those that's in higher authority, so that we may live a peaceful and quiet life. So we're going to talk frankly on politics today, since so much is happening in the political world, and those that are governing the world, and I believe it has entered into the church, and it shouldn't. So we're going to talk frankly about this for a little while. But for a second, we're gonna play a selection, okay? We're gonna play a selection, and we hope that you enjoy it. We'll be with you in a second. Enjoy.
Hallelujah, I'm gonna be stoned up.
Amen. Amen. And amen. I love that prayer. I know something about the spiritual songs. I don't know about you, but it helps me to know that my Lord is all right this afternoon. What about you? That was the a cappella company. Okay, and I enjoy that song. What about you? I hope that Brother Oscar is making your day today. I hope that we, as I said, that we have brought some joy today in your life and a snap in your Christian walk. Okay? You know what? I want to today play another song quickly before we make some more announcements, because it just get everyone in a good mood, I think, okay? Let me see here. What do I want to play here? Let me see here, bro. I also got to think here. He had it all all together. Okay, we got a good one here. Okay. Just hold on, and we'll be with you shortly. Here we go. Enjoy. God praise. We live in the world. Have mercy. Have mercy, my friends. I am so glad that I know him. He gave his life, my friend, so that you and I may have a chance at eternal life. Aren't you glad about that? Although when we think about Christ's suffering on the cross, it may bring tears to our eyes. But the beautiful part about this, he died, suffered, died on the cross so that you and I may have salvation. Praise the Lord. And once they buried him in a borrowed tomb, he didn't stay in that borrowed tomb, did he? For the Bible said, early on the first day of the week, early Sunday morning, before anybody could wake up, he rose from that and never to die anymore. Oh, my friend, my Lord, our Lord today is alive forevermore, and he wants you to be in him today. So if you're not in him, if you're not in the family of God, you need to get there, because that's the only thing that's going to safeguard us when judgment day, when Christ comes back, he's coming back for his church. Like I said, I'm so glad to be coming on today with you. And I'm so glad that we have this show here, Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio. And we hope that you're listening. And if you do desire, you can call in. Our call-in number is 657-383-0883. We hope that we have been an inspirational and uplifting to your day. And we also have a program, a show that we do on YouTube, where we are talking about back to the basics YouTube. We film that every Monday morning if there is no change in our date. All right, and we hope that you're listening and you see it. You can see me live and in living color. So if you have not watched the last Monday show, you can go into YouTube, go to YouTube and pull up YouTube Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar York, and listen to it and watch it. And we hope that once you do that, you have pencil and paper, can take notes and study along with us, because we're going back to the basics. And as I said, if you have any things to say about lessons, or if you have any, how can I put this? If you disagree anything, Brother Oscar has been teaching on or talking about on both shows, you can always let me know. If you want to call in and let me know, that's fine too. And because a lot of people say, well, if I call in and be confrontational with Brother Oscar, he going to get upset with me. No, I won't get upset with you. I'm not a booger bear and get upset, because I believe that if we are going to go to heaven, we need to teach each other. I'm not the only teacher. Basically, to be honest with you, my friend, I'm going to always be a student of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And when I start thinking I know more than everybody else, hey, I'm in trouble. I'm going to put it like that. If I think I know more than everybody else, I'm in trouble. I never want to think that, and I don't think that, okay? And if you have, like I said, if you feel like I've said something that's not according to scriptures, call me up on it. But at the same time, as always, say that have book, chapter, and verse to prove your point, things that you want to prove against something that I have said. And like I said just then, I'm not the smartest man in the world. I don't know everything, and we're here to help one another to get to heaven, and that should be all our goals are in the body of Christ. We are Christians, and in the family of God, we're supposed to help one another to steer the course and to be on our way to heaven. All right. It's our prayer time. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, you can call it in. The number to call it in on is 657-383-0883. The number is 657-383-0883. All right, we're going to, before we get off into our prayer time, we're going to play another song for you. But I'm looking at my notes, and I'm trying to get a good selection for you. If you hear paper flopping, that's me. looking at my notes to see what I want to let you listen to. All right. Okay. Here we go. Just hold on for a second. You see, Bill, you can't see, but just hold on. Here you go. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Amen. That was redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. You know, if your soul is anchored in the Lord, nothing won't really mess with you that much, will it? Nothing will be able to pull your roots out. Nothing won't be able to stir you in the wrong direction. But sometimes in this life, we allow things to bother us and to stir us up and to stir us in different directions, don't we? That's why we need to call on his name from time to time. That's why David said in Psalm 121, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. And then something, when you and the Lord, you can call on him. Call on when you get to that point where you feel so weak and you can't go on. Tell him, help me, Lord. And you cry out, help me, Lord, he'll help you. You just have to have faith. You just need to have faith. Right now, we're going to go into prayer. Like I said, you always at this time of prayer have a prayer request. You can always call in your prayer request. This number, 657-383-0883. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your wonderful, bountiful blessings that you have brought our way. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we through him may have salvation. Father, we come praying for our listeners. We come praying for those that are suffering with sickness, with arthritis, with diabetes, with cancer, with heart problems, with arthritis, with all sorts of diseases, Father, and some have diseases that doctors can't even much figure out, Father. We pray that you be with them. Those that need kidney transplant, Father, be with them. Those that are going through dialysis, like my sister, we pray for her. Be with them all, Father. Heal that body. If it be your will, Father, allow them to know that you are the great I am. Allow them to know that you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Allow them to know, Father, that the impossible is possible only if they believe. And Father, we so thank you for this program that we have today, chatting from the Word, Father. We pray, Father, that you help us to keep it on the air. We pray that our listener would listen attentively and be uplifted in the day and learn Jesus Christ and know Jesus Christ. We pray for our government, Father, that they will make the right decisions and come together and do what's right for all of us that's involved. Because it's the people they need to be concerned about, not their own selfish greed, Father. So we pray for our government, we pray for our president, we pray for the Congress, we pray, Father, that they may make the right decisions and come together. And we pray for all of us, our Christians, that are caught up in this stuff. And Father, help us as Christians to maintain the right thoughts and mind and keep our thoughts and minds in you, in Jesus Christ, Father. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We hope that we thank you for praying with us. We hope that we have prayed something on your behalf. We hope that we have said something to help you have more faith in the Lord. All right. The first thing I want to talk about, I don't mention this too much, but I'm going to mention it today. I don't want you to always hear the voice of Brother Oscar on this program. So if any brothers out there who want to co-host with me, let me know. I can't make it no plainer than that. If any brother out there wants to co-host with me, please get contact with me and let me know. All right? And you can always contact me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. Inbox me. Inbox your brother. I got a couple of brothers I'm looking at. I'll be honest with you. I just haven't asked them yet. But I got a couple of brothers that I see that we talk and on Facebook. Well, I believe we have a good relationship. So I'm on the verge of asking them to come on the show and bring a little lesson. Okay, I don't know if they're gonna say yes or no. But just pray that they have a positive answer for me, okay? So I'm looking at a few of them, okay? Of course, I've said many times that we want to keep chatting from the Word on the air. We enjoy what we're doing. We enjoy talking about Jesus Christ, and we enjoy playing beautiful music for you to put a snap in your Christian walk. And if Brother Oscar have been so inspirational to you when you listen to our program, help us out here. We don't ask for much monthly. Donate to our show, Chatting from the Word, so that we can buy things that we need to bring the show on the air or better. As you see, we don't have that much to work with. And you can tell by the quality of the programming that we do bring on. But if you truly care about Jesus and his word being taught and teach and preach, help us out here. We don't ask for that much donation. Everybody, if you have a job, you can at least give a dollar. Am I right? If you go to the store and you buy that soda, that soda might cost $1.50. Think about that. Or $2. If you're going to buy some chips with it, you're going to spend $2. Or if you go to get a hamburger, fries, and a large Coke at McDonald's, you're going to spend. And I know some people, they go to McDonald's and Burger King every day. But what about the Word of God? What about the inspiration that God make you feel when you hear His Word? So support us. Support us here at Chatting from the Word. And churches, you can do the same. Help us. If Brother Oscar has been some inspirational to your people, to your members, give. Give. Help me out here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so others may learn how beautiful the Lord really is, if you truly care. Now, if you don't care, I understand. And I would know if you care because you would sooner or later say, Brother Oscar, here's $1 I'm going to put in. Here's $2, here's $5. If you truly believe Brother Oscar doing a good job, let him know. Okay? And like I say, I have an account on PayPal. I go to my PayPal account. If you're having trouble with my PayPal account, let me know. Send me a line on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. Let me know you're having problems, reason why you haven't sent anything, okay, to help Brother Oscar out here. And as I said, you can always contact your brother here. Like I said, through Facebook, you can inbox me. Brothers, if you want to co-host with me, you can inbox me. Or you can send a line or two to my email address at oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or we have a web page, oscaryorkpublishing.com, that you can go and leave a line to. But while you're there, we have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you are interested in buying both books, both books are $43, and they will go towards the show and to help Brother Oscar out. All right? Y'all, I got to eat now. I'm not, as I said, I'm not a rich man. And if you care about your brother here, you help him out. Buy some books. Go to Oscar Your Publishing. Order you a book. I know you got some money. Don't say, well, y'all, I can't afford it. Because if you can't afford it, we will work with you. Just go and buy a book from Oscar Your Publishing. All right, I'll help Brother Oscar beg you now. Pretty soon, I'm going to think something's not cooking there. Okay. What else do I need to say before we get off into our lesson today, because we want to get off into the lesson, but I do want to say something else. As you know, Brother Oscar don't. Great, all right. But before we get off into the lesson, as I said, we hope all you got your Bibles, and you all who do have your Bibles, I thank you for that in advance, and you all who do not have your Bibles, go get a copy of God's Word so that we can study together and that you can see what Brother Oscar is talking about is in the Word of God. But before we get there, we want to play another selection for you. Okay? We hope we can play it for you and have time for the lesson. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Greg Owens and the Wayne, All of My Trials. And I like the way that they do that little thing at the end when we talk about the trials and loving his wife and all that. Jesus, you're in him, get in him, and he will help you through all of your trials. Okay, we want to talk today. We want to talk frankly about politics. Speaking frankly on politics, and we coming from 1 Peter 2:13-14, and the reason why I want to bring this lesson because I know that we in the church sometimes we get all called up into the political world and we start judging each other for that, okay? And there's no need for judgment. I admit one thing that right now the president is wrong for closing. The part of the government they closed because if you've been listening to the news lately, you see people have been suffering. They can't feed their families. They can't pay their rent. Some are sleeping in the car. And for you all who are praying that the government succeed in this, that can't be right neither. Okay? You must don't care about people's welfare if you think what he's doing by closing the government, making people work for nothing, that's slavery. You can't be too right. So, Mr. President, if you listen to Brother Oscar here today, open up the government. Open it back up. Open it back up. The Lord wouldn't want you to close it up. The Lord would not want you not to pay these for what they were. The Lord said in Timothy, a laborer's worthy of his hire. And anyone who disagrees for a person to work for nothing, that is so wrong. But today we're going to come from Peter right quick. It ain't going to take too long. We've only got about maybe 5 or 6 more minutes. But here Peter says, submit yourself to every ordinances of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. We must listen to Peter here because most of us, we want to pull all out of joint this scripture and say, that Peter said, we got to follow what Trump said. We got to do what this person said. We got to, of course, we as Christians, we shouldn't do wrong. We as Christians, yeah, we should be law-abiding citizens, okay? But when the government is doing something that is against the will of God, regardless of the party, it is not of God's will, and we need to let them know about it. We as Christians should have a lot of voice when there's wrong in the world sometimes, but sometimes we won't push others to support something that's not even right. And this is what your hosts believe, okay? Now, as I have said many times, if you disagree with Brother Oscar, you can talk with me. I'm not a booger bear. We need to talk about this thing. Don't get upset because others have a different viewpoint from you. And I had somebody, I was telling them that God wants us to love each other, and that person cut me off and said, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And that's wrong. That is the wrong attitude to have if you're a Christian. If you're in the body of Christ, because if we're in the body of Christ, we're supposed to love one another. Isn't that what Christ says? Christ should love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and the second like it. And love one, love your neighbor as you love yourself. How can you love Brother York and you don't want to listen to what he says? We have different opinions. We have different way we look at life. But you know what? If we are in Jesus Christ and being obedient to his word, we will hear one another and learn from one another. Okay? But hear what Paul's saying. And some of us don't want to hear the whole conclusion of this. Peter said, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Whether it be for king, to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. That's a clincher, right? And the praise, for the praise of them that do well. How can we praise any leader who is causing people to suffer? How can we say he's doing a good job when babies are dying? And I ain't talking about abortion. If you listen to the news, you see young one year from is suffering because their young man is on a ventilator, and they work for the government, and they don't have money's coming in, and if they don't get the money's in enough to help that child to keep the ventilation on or keep the electricity on, they won't be able to, the young man won't be able to survive. And we know that can't be right. You know, some of us, we were crying about a certain party wanting to commit abortion. That's wrong right there also. We need to call it like it is. Now, I praise any leader that's doing what's right. Any of them, whether it be Democrat or Republican. And as I said one time before, Brother Oscar, he's not caught up into this political world. I don't think that the Lord wants us to be all caught up into all the things that the world is doing. Because if we so much is in intense about the world and political world, how can we love one another and be in Jesus Christ? Please, and this is my last note on this, please, for the Lord's sake, do not let what's going on in the government, first of all, divide you with your family, and secondly, bring it into the body of Christ and cause divisions to be among the people of God. God did not like division. Jesus himself, he must say, a house that is divided against itself cannot and will not stand. So we hope today be a new release for you if you are the one of putting all your efforts into this political world. And as I said, I admit, like Mr. Trump, closing down part of the government, I admit that's wrong. That is definitely wrong, and nobody can not a right out of a wrong. Because you voted for Trump, you got to admit when he's doing wrong that he's doing wrong. And like Paul told Peter, a labor is worthy of his hire. Slavery time is over with. Nobody in their right mind are going to work for nothing. Mr. President, open up that part of the government that you closed. If anyone who knows the president are listening to me, let them know Brother Oscar from Chatting from the Word says, Mr. President, open up this government. All right, we're going to end it there. We thank you for listening today. It was nice spending this hour with you, the 60 minutes with you, and we hope that we have put a snap in your Christian walk today. And again, we hope that if you are all welcome to the political world, that you won't get so caught up in it that you will forget about the love of Christ, and that you won't have one foot in the kingdom and the other one foot in the world, and being lukewarm, like we said yesterday. So let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you brought us. We pray that the government may be able to get it together and lead his people for the right way. In Jesus' name. And we pray for all our listeners. I won't forget, Father, pray for all our listeners. We pray that they have a good day today and they do not allow the world to steer them in a different direction from which you want them to live. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. And we hope all have a good afternoon and the rest of the day. Bye-bye.